Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. Five-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Everything's week to week. Can't go big picture and say it's the rest of the year.
Let's be honest. We're going day to day on this.
We're going day to day. If he tweaks a hammy today, Jameis is back, baby. So let's hope he doesn't. Let's see what he can do. I guess that's where we are. But if the Browns are looking ahead, we are too. And we're looking ahead at the roster that has been so heavily criticized so long, and that's, I understand it. You know, you're sitting here at the record you have right now. Yuck, that's not working. Nobody expected to be 3-11, but that's where you are. So we're looking ahead.
Okay.
And I think we're going to have an interesting conversation about this, because my guess is we kind of disagree on some things.
Really?
Take a look at this roster.
Okay.
Who must be back next year?
Must?
Who do you... It's not like, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Who must be back next year? And I think you have to be realistic with saying who must, because I think there are some situations and some positions where guys must be back.
Okay.
And let's start with the offense.
Okay.
At quarterback.
No.
Who must be back?
Nobody.
I agree completely.
Oh, same page. Nice.
Nobody must be back. Now, from a financial standpoint, it's likely that Deshaun Watson is back. Okay. We all understand that. But man, if they could figure out a way to get out from under that contract and to move on. Bingo. So there. That's why I think, Andy, nobody must be back at the quarterback position. Nobody. Jameis didn't show you enough, often enough. DTR, even if he shows you a ton, doesn't have to be back. And certainly Bailey Zappe. We're in complete agreement on that.
100% complete agreement on that.
Here comes the debate. Who must be back at running back?
Nick Chubb must be back at running back next year. They just need to figure out that they've got so much bad PR going on right now. And, you know, I'm not saying that you're expecting him to be your feature back next year. I don't have letting Nick Chubb just walk. It's not a good look for this organization. I'm not saying this is based on talent. This is based on everything. And I know roster spots are hard to have in the NFL, but he's done it. And I would also say that Jerome Ford needs to be back next year. You might be able to upgrade, but I don't know. I like the way he's kind of escalated.
He had one run.
No, I mean, he's been playing pretty good all season.
All right. He had one run that caught everybody's attention, and it should. I don't think any of these running backs have to be back next year. And it pains me to say that about Nick Chubb. The
you don't see the PR responsibility there?
No. What the best PR this team can have is about 11 or 12 wins. And I think the world of Nick, he's one of the best Browns players that we've ever seen. And I don't think that's overstating it. He's one of the best Browns players we've ever seen. This team has always has a great history of running backs, and he's in that. Think about it. Marion Motley, Jim Brown, Leroy Kelly, Mike and Greg Pruitt, Kevin Mack, Ernest Biner, Nick Chubb.
Dino Hall.
I think that these guys are, I think there's a very select group, but a very strong group. I don't think any of these guys need to be back. I just don't think they have to be. Okay. And I say that about Nick because two really devastating knee injuries. So far, he's not the back that he was. And now he's out for the year with a broken foot.
I still think you got to stick it out one more year with him.
I wouldn't mind that, Andy. I really wouldn't mind that. But I don't think you have to bring him back next year. Ryan has moved from where were you last? You were in Michigan. Now you're in Gulf Shore in Pensacola, Florida.
You got it, man. I tell you, I said, hey, put me in the South during these winter seasons. And I got moving and grooving Monday in the Huntsville, Alabama, moving to South. All of Florida, man. I'm pumped.
But are you driving all these places or are you flying all these places?
Both. I mean, we have three work trucks, but I digress on myself. I'll be back in Columbus for that game Saturday night and possibly the Browns in Cincy. Driving back towards Alabama.
Nice.
Anyway, man, I tell you, these dudes obviously have to figure out what to do to make the rest of the season meaningful, man. I really, you know, I mean, you throw your hands up and say, well, what is there? Don't get injured. Nick Wilson last night said something like he doesn't want Myles Garrett to play the rest of the season. And I'm kind of in agreement. At the same time, you can't just play scared for next year. That is just horrifying, especially when you're trying to showcase to the fan base, which we are, that they give a darn. You know, they want to win these games. It's just so sad of a season. Obviously, it's a beating a dead horse, so I won't even go on that. It's just that what do we have moving forward? Again, DTR, I think we already know what we have in him. He's truly a second to third string type of quarterback. He's a great utility guy. He is far from a starter, man, as much as I really like him. Watching him grow up just in high school and college, and just same thing with Brian Hoyer. I want them to succeed, but, man, I want the Browns to win first and foremost. And he is not the guy, even though I want him as a backup. And, again, it's just what do we do moving forward, Jeff and Andy, with making the season meaningful? And, again, I really don't know. I'm fearful of just that injury bug that we keep getting hit with, and it's like we have nothing left to play for at the same time. Is there backups that should showcase themselves? And I'm assuming DTR is the forefront guy. Let's see what he can do. Is this a real deal type of player? Is he transitioning? Is there something he learned along the way that can showcase that, hey, this could be the guy, which I highly doubt. With that being said, man, I want him to succeed. I just don't feel he's the guy. I really feel, Jeff, you alluded to a couple of days ago, guys out there like Carson Wentz, and, you know, just different players, a plethora of different guys out there, Fields. Man, they really need to succeed and get a left tackle. And I think this next season, really, we're just going to jump right back in there and fight, scratch, and claw for a solid playoff spot. But with that being said, guys, go Browns, I guess. A great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Ryan. Keep safe travels to you. Nobody at quarterback needs to be back. Andy and I agree. Andy thinks Nick Chubb, maybe Jerome Ford. I don't think you need to bring back any of the running backs. How about wide receivers? I do think Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman definitely need to be back on this team next year. Everybody else at wide receiver, if something were to happen, okay. I think Elijah Moore's done a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeudy, yep, he's under a contract that's doable. And I think Cedric Tillman has shown some real potential. Those guys need to be back on this team.
Yeah, I don't have an argument. I mean, I could sit here and tell you that I want to see Jamari Thrash come back, but if he's not, it wouldn't shock me. Elijah Moore is an interesting case.
He is, isn't he?
He's interesting because he'd be on the bubble.
He's looked much better with Jameis. So hopefully he looks much better with DTR as well. but I think Judy and Tillman. So what does this tell us? And at tight end, David Njoku needs to be back. Other than that, nobody. So to me, Andy, think about that.
I don't have a problem with Jordan Akins.
No, I don't have a problem with him, but if he's not back, they're going to go get somebody else.
Yeah,
Jordan's done a fine job.
Blake Whitehart's done a nice job, too. He's been okay.
So of the quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends, I think three guys need to come back. I said from the beginning of the year, I thought the skill position talent on this team was a little light. And the end of the season does nothing but reaffirm that thought to me. Andy likes, he wants Nick Chubb back and maybe Jerome Ford.
I think there's a PR standpoint there. I mean, we didn't even talk about the line. So.
Well, we're going to right now.
Okay.
You're not going to like this. I want your thoughts.
Okay.
I'll leave you with this. 216-474-0092. I think every member of the alleged starting offensive line, that means DeJuan Jones at left tackle. Mm-hmm. Every guy who is considered a starter on the offensive line needs to be back next year.
Oh, everybody.
I'll explain it.
Wow.
Coming up on Baskin and Phelps. I said before we went to break, I think every starter on this offensive line, and the guys who are supposed to be starters, I think DeJuan Jones, Joel Bitonio, Ethan Posick, Wyatt Teller, Jack Conklin. Every starter needs to be back next year.
Okay.
And Zach Zinter. So I would bring back six members of this offensive line. I know they've had issues this year. Why would I bring them back? I think they all have a track record, Andy, for being pretty good. And I think DeJuan Jones, in a very limited sample size, has shown that he has big-time potential. If Joel Bitonio wants to play football next year, he's my left guard. I think Posick is a good center.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wyatt Teller is a terrific right guard, and Conklin is a very, very good pro at right tackle. I don't know that you can replace everybody on an offensive line. So I would bring everybody back.
What are you doing at left tackle?
And Zach Zinter, DeJuan Jones.
Okay.
And I don't think Jed Wills will be back, and that's okay. I don't think Michael Dunn will be back, and that's okay. I like Michael. I think Michael's a great guy to have.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to have him return. But then I would try to bring in, you know, does Whipler have to come back? No, but he might end up being your starting center next year. Does Nick Harris have to come back? No, but he could be your starting center next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would err on the side of numbers. And I would bring back every starter and then supplement it. This is the year where I would invest perhaps a first-round pick in a tackle. And that would mean DeJuan or Jack would become my swing tackle coming off the bench. Again, I'm not locking the starters into starting, but I'm bringing them all back. And then I'm going to figure it out. And I'm going to add to the group. And if I can sign a free agent for the group, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to put an offensive line together that will be better served if there are injuries, and maybe put some competition in there. There's nothing wrong with some competition among veterans who have been around. And if it ends up that somebody gets beat out by somebody, then they get beat out. But I'm going to bring them all back and Zach Zinter, so six guys. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, I get it. I don't have I can't disagree with anything that you're saying there. That's the thing. It's like, okay, I'll buy it.
They all have track records.
Yeah.
Except for DeJuan, and his short track record, I think, is okay. I mean, he's so intriguing, it's ridiculous. I think he's the – you got to bring him back.
Hmm.
Brad is in Sandusky, home of the Blue Streaks. What's up, Brad?
Hey, Brad.
How you doing?
Good.
What a great season. Hey, by the way, Brad, just quickly, congratulations to Perkins High School. They had a great football season.
Sure did.
Go ahead. Sorry.
You know what? I coached out in Westlake for my teaching career, so I don't root for anybody but the Demons, and they kind of suck. So,
wow. So you don't have any pride in where you live. Okay. Yeah. I can find myself rooting for multiple teams.
Go, Brad.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, hey, I know you said PR-wise bring Nick Chubb back. I'm going to suggest PR means personal record-wise. He needs 432 yards to leapfrog Leroy Kelly in far fewer games to be number two.
You want me to double down on that for you? Going into last week's game, he needed less than 200, like 198 yards to enter that 7,000-yard rushing club, and he would have joined Jim Brown – as the lone Brown to rush for at least 7,000 yards in their first seven seasons. So,
yeah. Yep. I say keep the guy.
All right. So we agree on that. You may be a high school football hater, but we agree on Nick Chubb.
And Brad, do you say keep him because you think he can be a really productive member of this team, or because you love him and you want to see him pass Leroy Kelly?
Both of those things I find to be true. I have not seen many creases for him in the last seven games, and when there was a crease, he would get his 7 yards.
Okay. Brad, thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Perkins did have a nice year. Brad should take some pride. Let's go defense, okay?
Okay.
I think there are more guys on, and let's get this out of the way. Corey Bohorquez needs to be back.
Yes, 100%.
Let's get that out of the way before
we
go defense.
Easy.
You okay?
Yeah.
I just wanted to throw you a bone before we moved on.
You're going
to
say that.
I didn't want you to throw Corey in late.
They are going to have a competition, though. They're on special teams. Rex Unahara is doing a very, very nice job, but Charlie Hewlett has been the mainstay at
long
snapper.
And he's under contract?
Yeah. So, I mean, that is not going to be an easy decision.
There you go.
So, but Rex Unahara has done a very, very nice job.
Dustin Hopkins doesn't need to be back, but I hope he is. Because if he – no, I say that, Andy, because if he's kicking well, then I'd certainly want him back.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, they're the disposable lighters of the NFL. You don't – not going well? Good, go get another one. And that's a terrible situation to be in. So I hope Dustin locks it up in the last three games because he's going to get the chance.
Hopkins is signed through 2028.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's got a contract.
Yeah.
You can be sure it's not guaranteed. He's a kicker.
$5.5 million is, though.
You gave him money, though. You did give him money. Defensively, I think there are more guys that you think should be back on the defense next year that absolutely should be back than you might want to admit. Because I know the defense has had some issues this year. Up front, Miles is a no-brainer. Let's go defensive end. I'd bring back Oboe.
Okay.
I think he's a good player.
I do, too.
I think McGuire and Alex Wright are two good young DNs who you need to keep because you're going to need depth on that defensive line. And I'd bring back Isaiah McGuire and Alex Wright. You have to have numbers on the defensive line. And I think the two vets, rock solid. And the two young guys, a lot of potential. And I would bring those four guys back.
But someone said you have to bring instead of bringing all four back, you have to bring two of them back. Let me just change this game up a little bit.
All right.
It's too easy.
Well, you just differ with my opinion. That's okay.
Well, it's not that I'm differing with
you. I think it's the level
of they have to be back.
I truly think you need to bring back the other guys. Why? Because their money is not drastic. That's why. I'm not just playing. I think it would be great if they're back. I think you have to bring them back. You've invested in them draft choice-wise. They're not a huge investment money-wise, and they're the type of depth that has shown some potential that I think you have to have back.
Could you get something for Dalvin Tomlinson if you wanted to trade?
Well, I was just going defensive end.
Oh, you were just doing ends. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, Miles is a – Oboe.
Miles, yep. Oboe, yep. McGuire, and Wright. Those are the four guys I'm bringing back at defensive end.
I would say mandatory Miles and Oboe. That's it.
Okay.
That's all. Mandatory.
I think you've got two good young guys who are cheap, and you got to bring them back.
Okay, sorry.
At tackle, Michael Hall. And I'd go Dalvin.
Yeah.
Dalvin anchors that line. The other guys, fine, but I think you could find somebody else to fill in on the defensive line. Michael Hall is somebody you really invested in at that spot. And hopefully he keeps his act together and can stay on the field. And I think Dalvin Tomlinson is a pro's pro. I want those two guys in the middle of that defensive line.
Okay. Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Okay. I can't disagree with anything you're saying there. I mean, a lot of this stuff you're saying just makes sense.
Well, but I'm leaving out a lot of guys.
Yeah, but it's the NFL. I mean, you're going to turn the roster over. That's where I'm like not getting too emotional about this.
At linebacker, who needs to be back?
Woo?
I'm going to make the argument for two.
Woo? Right?
We go woo now?
Jeff, where have you been? I've called him that since he came from Notre Dame. That's what they called him in Notre Dame. Jeremiah Wusukoromoa. Woo. Boom. Done.
I thought we went JOK more so in Cleveland.
It doesn't matter. It's either one.
I want to go JOK in Cleveland.
Jeff, go ahead. Take your nickname, and you know what you can do, and you can stay over there on that side of the room. I'll stay on my side of the room. Easier to say woo, so
Dan,
I just said woo.
You're going
to
go JOK or woo?
I just call him Jeremiah Wusukoromoa because it's really fun to say Jeremiah Wusukoromoa.
You need to bring Jordan Hicks back.
And there's your answer. Keep going.
I think he's been really good.
He's been good, but if they don't have him back next year, it's not they're going to replace him.
I think you're right. But I'd be tempted. They've played multiple, you know, musical chairs at middle linebacker. And I wonder about that. Defensive backfield, I'm bringing back Denzel and Greg Newsom. MJ Emerson, for sure. Corners are tough to get, and even though they've not been completely as rock solid maybe as they've been in the past, Denzel not included in that conversation. And I'd bring back Grant Delpit. Everybody else I'm thinking about, I can move on from. You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm just looking. I agree with that.
Nick Costos is our Odyssey Sports betting insider. Wonder what he thinks about DTR and the impact he might have on his business. We'll find out next right here on Baskin and Phelps.